me find my way back?
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
Yesterday, we spoke broadly about the need to acknowledge reality as an initial step in finding one's way back, regardless of the issue at hand. Today, let's look at ways to establish reality in a more organized, as I said, more comprehensive way. Here are seven ways. Number one is to reflect. Reflections lead to revelations. Take time. It takes time. Look at the good, the bad, and the ugly realities. And what does it reveal about you? About your situation, about the possibilities, about the constraints, the boundaries. Reflect, number one. Number two, evaluate. Now let's get into a more systematic way of assessing the information. Assess your choices, actions, consequences, acknowledging where you've succeeded and where you've deviated from your path. Make judgments. And then you accept. Okay. I really made a mistake here. I really messed up here. This one was one good decision I made. But, there was this call that I did without much information. See, accept the reality of your circumstances, acknowledging the achievements, the setbacks, without denying, avoiding them. Number four, learn. Learn. Actually, learning is an ongoing thing, but declare it, right? State it, write it down, teach it. You get better at something when you teach it. What are the lessons can you extract from those experiences? Like, never trust anyone, including yourself. John 2:24, Jesus entrusted himself to no man because he knew it was in man. Never trust anyone completely because somehow, some way, sometime this person will fail you too. And it's not for us to judge this person, condemn, to be critical and cynical. No, it's to simply accept that as a learning that you must live out every day of your life. When did you not disappoint? So reflect, evaluate, accept, learn. Now, here we go. Integrate, which means incorporate your newfound insights and self-awareness into your path. And when you say path, it could be multiple paths. So your personal, your professional, your relational paths. This is so important that they do not cancel out each other. They don't have to be the same, but they should complement each other so that you move forward and not backward, or you do not stay stalled. Integrate all of life. And finally, take action. I mean, not finally, there are two more points, but what I'm saying is, finally, after all the reflection and learning and integration, move. Implement the practical steps to address discrepancies between your goals, the gaps, and your current reality. Enough of analysis paralysis. It's time to move. And this one is finally, yearn for growth. I hope that as you assess the information, as you grieve with some and rejoice in others, as you learn about a past or even current mistake, is that there is this yearning for continuous growth, that this should not end here, that this should be expansive as an experience, that it will build up and multiply for explosive growth. Reflect, R, evaluate, E, accept, A, learn, L, integrate, I, take action, T, and yearn for growth. Reality. Reality. Me? Find my way back? Of course. After establishing reality. Let me close with a quote from Gloria Steinem, which Maricel and I actually heard first from one of our counselors over 30 years ago before we got married. The truth will set you free after it pisses you off.